Texas cops outraged over accused cop killer's bond setting. By Bob Price on December 16, 2019. Houston, Texas, law enforcement officials and police union leaders across the Lone Star State joined forces to express outrage over a Harris County magistrate judge's decision to set a bond of $150,000 for a man accused of killing an Assau Bay police officer. A district court judge in Houston later revoked the bond. Outrageous, Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo tweeted after a Harris County magistrate judge set a bond of $150,000 for Tavores Henderson, the man accused of killing Nassau Bay Police Sergeant Kyla Sullivan on December 10. This coward who took the life of a hero and poses a clear and present danger to community and the people we serve. Outrageous. This coward who took the life of a hero and poses a clear and present danger to community and the people we serve. The story is incomplete. What court is this? Bail decisions need to be made on the basis of risk to public at safety and of flight. Chief Art Acevedo, at Art Acevedo, December 13, 2019. Nassau Bay Police Sergeant Kyla Sullivan died on the evening of December 10 after being struck by a car fleeing from a traffic stop. The 15-year police veteran arrived on the scene to assist other officers who stopped a man with warrants from Harris County on charges of domestic violence, Fox 26 Houston reported. At some point, the suspect, Tavores Dwayne Henderson, allegedly broke away from the officers and jumped back into his car in order to flee. As he drove away, he allegedly ran over the sergeant, killing her in the process. He then allegedly continued to drive away. Police arrested Henderson a few days later after finding him hiding in a home on Heritage Trail, the local Fox affiliate reported. The suspected cop killer appeared in court on Thursday before Magistrate Judge Colin Amon. The judge set bond for the man accused of murder at only $150,000, the Houston Chronicle reported. Mr. Henderson, in the murder case I'm setting your bond at $150,000. That's taking into account that you have a felony bond pending that you forfeited, which means you didn't show up for court. Which is now set at zero, and you have a new misdemeanor charge for assaulting a family member. Out of Galveston County for attempted theft, where the judge has set that bond at $20,000. Judge Amon told the defendant, according to a report by KCBS 11 in Houston. I was appalled, as probably most everyone else was, when I learned the defendant was issued a $150,000 bond, Nassau Bay Police Chief Tim Promy told he local CBS affiliate, as outrage spread through the law enforcement community. The Harris County District Attorney's Office upgraded the charge to capital murder of a police officer, and District Court Judge Amy Martin revoked the bond, the local newspaper stated. Officials scrambled to assure the public that Henderson could have not been released on the bond due to other no-bond warrants already in the system. There was never going to be an issue where this individual was going to get out on a bond after we captured him, Assistant District Attorney Sean Teer told KU. However, police officials expressed their concerns that the low bond setting sends a bad message about public safety. SMH in disbelief, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez tweeted. A police sergeant dead, suspect on the run for couple days. My team and our law enforcement partners do a phenomenal job locating and taking him into custody without incident. I simply do not understand his initial bond set at $150,000. SMH in disbelief. A police sergeant dead. Suspect on the run for couple days. My team and our law enforcement partners do a phenomenal job locating and taking him into custody without incident. I simply do not understand his initial bond set at $150,000. Hashtag Ho News. Ed Gonzalez, at Sheriff Ed underscore HCSO, December 13, 2019. Law enforcement unions also expressed their concerns over the message set by the low bond setting. For the judge to allow any sort of bond, especially one this low, is imbecilic. He is an accused cop killer already out on multiple bonds, who went on the run after he murdered Sergeant Sullivan. The decision to even consider giving him a bond is beyond illogical and idiotic. Joe Gomaldi, president of the Houston Police Officers Union and vice president of National Fraternal Order of Police, said in a statement provided to Breitbart, Texas. Harris County Deputies Organization President David Cuevas added, the criminal justice system only works when all people, including members of the criminal justice system itself, have faith in its processes and those in charge of making decisions. These series of decisions strike deep at the heart of our shared faith in our prosecution and judicial arms of that system. Texans, especially those in law enforcement, deserve better. Texas Municipal Police Association Executive Director Kevin Lawrence called Judge Amon's bond setting unconscionable, adding, "It is not only an affront to Sergeant Sullivan's family. It is a slap in the face to every law enforcement officer who is out there today trying to keep our communities safe. The good, decent, law-abiding citizens of Harris County need to be alarmed. If this pattern is not reversed, Houston is going to become Baltimore or Chicago or Washington, D.C. Henderson continues to be held in the Harris County jail on a charge of capital murder. So far this year, 118 law enforcement officers lost their lives in the line of duty, according to the Officer Down memorial page. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.